What you're about to hear is a conversation with Derek Coons, Director of Project Development with Mortenson Construction. Mortenson Construction has been selected to receive an Autodesk BIM Experience Award for the month of July 2009. I'm Ralph Bond for Autodesk, and in this podcast, Derek discusses his firm's long history with building information modeling and measurable results achieved on projects thanks to a BIM process and software for BIM from Autodesk. What differentiates Mortenson Construction in the marketplace?
Well, it's our expertise in all the projects that we build, and then what we bring to that is our expertise in virtual design construction. We use and have been using advanced technology for more than 10 years to basically build our projects virtually before we build them physically to simulate the overall process, reduce costs, and add value for our customers.
I understand you guys have the honor of being in the top 50 of USA BIM adopting companies in the United States, and that's according to Building Design and Construction magazine. Can you tell us about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that survey was performed of all large firms, both design and construction. And actually, by construction revenue, we're the number one adopter of BIM again in all by all general contractors. And so that they measured the number of seats. So really, it's kind of proof is in the pudding, is how many software licenses do you own, which is a clear indication of your use and adoption. Because in the marketplace, I think everybody is talking about BIM, but when you measure who's actually using, then that gives you a clear indication of what's really happening in the market.
And I understand when you talk about building information modeling, you folks are really speaking from, by comparison to others, a great deal of experience. Did I understand it correctly that your firm moved or adopted a building information modeling process in 1998?
That's correct. We started in 98 with really more of a piloting approach and then went to full-scale adoption following that project when we proved the results out and the benefits to our customers.
Why is building information modeling valuable to your clients?
For us, it's that all of the project stakeholders can collaborate using the virtual design construction tool, so it brings everybody together early. And what that allows us to do is to build it virtually, solve all the problems, and then execute in the field. It makes us a better builder, so it delivers higher quality and lower cost. And when we measure the results, when we actually talk to our customers, they see benefit and increased team collaboration and value in working with us based on these tools.
In the press release announcing your BIM Experience Award from Autodesk, it talks about the Harley-Davidson Museum, which is a fascinating project, and a hotel resort in Washington State in terms of tangible, measurable benefits of using a BIM process and software for BIM. In those two cases, Navisworks played an important role. Tell us about the measurable benefits of a BIM process and BIM software on the University of Colorado Denver Research 2 project.
The Research 2 project was a really rare opportunity to compare two projects side by side and the benefits of virtual design construction and then how they can benefit a project. Research 1 was a project undertaken by the university, very large biomedical research facility. Research 2 was adjacent to that project, had a similar program. There's a lot of differences, but the sort of scale and size of the projects is very similar. They're both nearly $200 million projects. And we used BIM with our design team partner, Fentress Architects, and Kling Stubbins, basically from start to finish on the project. We coordinated how we'd use the tools at the beginning. We coordinated all the scopes of work. We used the models to do user interaction, and then we used those models through the construction phase. And the subcontractors' models were then used all the way into the operations. And what we had the opportunity to do is to look at all of the data from both the first project, Research 1, and our project, Research 2. And we had a student, a master's student from the University of Colorado, actually read all of the requests for information and all of the change order logs and analyze both schedules from both projects. So we had a rare opportunity to do actually a straight compare contrast between two projects. One built without the benefits of BIM, and one built with these tools and our processes that we've been honing for 10 years. And we measured a 74% reduction in construction RFIs during the foundation phase 47% reduction in the steel erection phase, and a 37% reduction overall. One of the things we saw, and everybody has this feeling of this kind of anecdotally, but we measured it, is that the questions and issues that arose during construction moved from the construction phase to the pre-construction phase. So we saw a huge shift in the number of questions and interaction and problem-solving events. And they moved from where they happen in construction, where they cost money and they slow down the project, and they moved into the pre-construction phase, where it's basically about the team solving problems and they don't have a cost impact or schedule impact. And so we had pure measured results. And we also finished the Research 2 project 6 months faster than the Research 1 project.
It's awesome. It all kind of boils down to being able to work out in a way, kind of simulate the construction on the computer before you go to the field, and therefore you can catch so much stuff that you can realize the kind of dramatic RFIs reductions that you've just been outlining.
Exactly, and that's the term we use often, is simulate. Our goal is to move the, basically to build it virtually, to simulate the processes that we're going to use in the field and get the plan worked out and then go execute the plan on the job site.
Right. And I understand that Autodesk Navisworks played a critical role, not only in probably this project, but I know it did in the projects that are cited in the news release. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've used Navisworks and actually another product called ReClash that sits on top of that we custom built with Autodesk service provider to really basically automate that process to make it go really smooth.
How do you envision BIM transforming the building industry in general? I mean, given your track record since 1998, you certainly are in a position to observe not only where we were, where we've come, but maybe a little bit about where you think we're going.
Yeah, you know, it goes along with what we've been talking about, is that we are moving towards the automation and simulation of the construction industry, and I think we've got a lot of work ahead of us to get there. But, you know, the manufacturing industries, whether it's shipbuilding, automotive, aerospace, or consumer products in general, they build all of their prototypes virtually, and then they create manufacturing approaches, and they basically make the product an assembly line. We have the opportunity with Virtual Design Construction to start to drive more of an assembly line approach to the project site. We are going from basically a craft-built, everything assembled or fabricated on the job site to an off-site fabrication and making the project site an assembly line. And that's the opportunity that presents itself. And I think we're also moving from unique use of these tools in silos, whether it's BIM for design documents or BIM for fabricating of components and then BIM for construction on the site, to then integrating those models. And I think through interoperability and advances in the tools and processes and as parts of the industry that have been slower to adopt come up to speed, I think the integration of all those parts and pieces is going to make dramatic improvements in both productivity, safety, and quality.
For more about Mortenson Construction, visit www.mortenson.com. That's MORTENSON.com. And for everything about the Autodesk BIM Experience Award, and to learn about the projects that earned Mortenson Construction the award, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM Experience Award.